Welcome to the History of World War II podcast. I'm your host, Karina, and today on episode 6, we are going to be talking about D-Day and the Battle of Normandy. So to start off, what is D-Day? D-Day was on June 6, 1944, where more than 160,000 Allied troops consisting of the Americans, British, and Canadian landed along a 50-mile stretch of heavily fortified French coastline to fight Nazi Germany on the beaches of Normandy, France. The Normandy landing has been called the beginning of the end of war in Europe. There has been some confusion regarding to the meaning of the D and D-Day. The most likely explanation is offered by the U.S. Army in their published manuals. The Army began to use the codes H-hour and D-Day during World War I to indicate the time or date of an operation's beginning. So the D may simply refer to the day of invasion. Thus, the day before June 6, 1944 was known as D-1, and the days after were D+1, D+2, D+, and so on. So to start off this journey, I'm going to start from the very beginning, the preparations for this invasion. After World War II began, Germany invaded and occupied northwestern France beginning in May 1940. During this time, the British have evacuated and been cut off by Germany due to this battle in France. The Americans entered the war in December 1941. Now, with a big ally entering the war, by 1942, the British were considering the possibility of a major Allied invasion across the English Channel. The following year, Allied plan for a cross-channel invasion began to ramp up. Now, Adolf Hitler was aware of the threat of an invasion along France's northern coast, but the Germans did not know exactly where the Allies would strike. So Hitler put Erwin Rommel in charge of spearheading defense operations in the region, charging him to finish the Atlantic Wall, a 2,400-mile fortification of bunkers, landmines, and beach and water obstacles. In this time, General Dwight Eisenhower was appointed commander of the invasion for the Allies. In the months and weeks before D-Day, the Allies carried out a massive deception operation intended to make the Germans think the main invasion target was Pas-de-Calais, the narrowest point between Britain and France, rather than Normandy. In addition, they led the Germans to believe that Norway and other locations were also potential invasion targets. Many tactics were used to carry out the deception, including fake equipment, double agents, and fraudulent radio transmissions. Eisenhower selected June 5, 1944 as the date for the invasion. However, bad weather on the days leading up to the operation caused it to be delayed for 24 hours. On the morning of June 5th, after his meteorologist predicted improved conditions for the following day, Eisenhower gave the go-ahead for Operation Overload. Now, with all this preparation, D-Day was ready to begin. By dawn on June 6th, thousands of paratroopers and glider troops were already on the ground behind enemy lines, securing bridges and exit roads. The British and Canadians overcame light opposition to capture beaches codenamed Gold, Juno, and Sword. As did the Americans at Utah Beach, U.S. forces faced heavy resistance at Omaha Beach. By day's end, approximately 156,000 Allied troops had successfully stormed Normandy beaches. However, by the end of the day, according to some estimates, more than 4,000 Allied troops lost their lives in the D-Day invasion, with thousands more wounded or missing. Less than a week later, on June 11th, the beaches were fully secured, and over 326,000 troops, more than 50,000 vehicles, and some 100,000 tons of equipment had landed at Normandy. For their part, the Germans suffered from confusion in the ranks and the absence of Commander Rommel, who was away on leave. Hitler, believing the invasion was a fake designed to distract the Germans from coming an attack on the north of the Seine River, he refused to release nearby divisions to join the counterattack. Reinforcements had to be called from further afield, causing delays. He also resisted in calling for armored divisions to help in the defense. Moreover, the Germans were hampered by effective Allied air support, which took out many key bridges and forced the Germans to take long detours, as well as efficient Allied naval support, which helped protect advancing Allied troops. In ensuing the weeks, the Allies fought their way across the Normandy countryside in the face of determined German resistance. By the end of August 1944, the Allies had reached the Seine River. Paris was liberated and the Germans had been removed from northwestern France, effectively concluding the Battle of Normandy. The Allied forces then prepared to enter Germany, where they would meet up with Soviet troops moving in from the east. So all in all, D-Day began to turn the tide against the Nazis. Over 425,000 Allied and German troops were killed, wounded, or went missing during the Battle of Normandy. But during this invasion helped end World War II. Thank you so much for watching. If you would like to listen to more of my podcast, stay tuned for more, as I post on Mondays and Wednesdays. This is Karina, signing out.